you very much, Louise. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the constituency operation call for the 3rd of September. And on the call, we have Michael Young, Olga Cavelli, Krista Papak, Rafik Damak, and for staff, we have Julie Headland and Glenda Century. We have apologies from Tony Harris. And are there any other apologies to note? Thank you very much. I'll go over to you.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Good morning, good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining. The idea for our call today is to finish the revision of the document. We accepted most, I would say, all of the changes and suggested additions that Chuck, Krista, and I think it was myself and Michael sent, and I think also Rafik, and which was the page that we have to start the revision. Julie, please help me with that.
We proceeded through the document up to section 2.1.3, identifying potential participants and target populations.
Perfect. I'm there. So the idea would be to start the revision from there. There are several pages until the end of the document, but not so many changes and additions from this point on. So if perhaps we can finish today, that would be great. And then once we have reviewed it, it could be reviewed by the whole working team, perhaps in 3-4 days. I don't know. What do you think? And then if we have a final draft document, we can send it to the OSC. I already contacted Philip Shepard, and I told him that we needed a little bit more time, and we would be submitting the document by mid-September. Does it sound fine? Great. Hearing no objections, let's start with identifying potential participants and target population. We have a mark in participants. Let me check. What does it say? Does this differ? I have to enlarge the letters. Sorry.
Julie, I can tell you I had identified it. It was a comment from Chuck.
Yes, Chuck.
He highlighted the word participant, and he asked, does this refer to potential members of the committee or potential participants in ICANN processes?
And we are saying identifying potential participants and target population. Participant is already changed?
Yeah, he made the change, and I think, or... Well, no. I mean, I think we said it was, it's unclear to me if he indicated. I think in any event, I think what we were...
Members. We were saying members.
It didn't mean members. I think it meant participants in the outreach program.
I'd like to change. Any other comments?
Hi, Olga. This is Debbie. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
We just started with 2.1.3. The idea is to finish revising the document until the end. So if you're okay with that, we are already doing that.
Yeah, no, I was here. I was talking to you guys,
oh.
But I didn't realize I had my phone on mute.
did you want to say something?
No. I was saying hello, and I realized they don't hear me. Sorry about that.
Welcome. So the change that Chuck is proposing is changing members by participants in the title of section 2.1.3. Sounds okay. Any comments?
Yep.
And also he makes a change in the first paragraph. The committee should consult with GNSO stakeholders to identify potential participants. And at the end of it says the committee should contact the following ICANN stakeholders for recommendation for new participants as follows. This is changed instead of members. I think it sounds okay.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, thank you. So then we have no changes until our suggested additions, until 2.1.4, financial resources for the implementation of a global outreach strategy. This, I think it's an addition, right, Julie, at the beginning?
Actually, what Chuck did was he moved that from a previous section into this section because he felt that it was something related to financial resources.
So this is not new. It was in another part of the document.
It was in another part of the document. He moved it here.
So it says funding for the committee should include tools to support the participation of committee members and support for the committee's programs and activities. So if we move it and the title is financial resources for the implementation, I think it's a fairly good change. And then there's a mark in the third paragraph. It says, in the case of self-formed new constituencies that involve non-commercial communities, such as in developing regions of the world, the outreach strategist should consider a method of providing financial assistance for the startup of these constituencies, such as restricted funding to attend ICANN meetings for new constituency leaders during the initial stages. This was in the text, right? And he added a comment.
Yeah, Olga, this is Julie. That's correct. He added a comment asking if we should consider use of GNSO allocated.
Could we also consider use of GNSO allocated travel funds for this in coordination with GNSO stakeholder groups? I'm not sure. I would leave it as it is. Because the GNSO has its own, that took a quite a long time to, because I've been chairing that working team for travel, and it took us a lot of time to put that in place. So I'm not sure if I had to add that. Comments? I suggest leaving as it is without adding that comment about GNSO. Great. I take silence as a yes. So, good point. I can explain if you want. We for arranging the GNSO travel assignment of funds, it took us like months of discussing in a working team. So I wouldn't go to that because it would be very, very difficult. Then 2.15, it has a comment. In the third paragraph that starts maximizing use of events, it says, a comment from Chuck, I think, should we suggest that GNSO newcomers meeting be held at ICANN meetings in addition to the ICANN orientation meetings? I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Olga, it's Rafi. I think he wants to say that there is already orientation session at ICANN meeting, but maybe we need to add another one specific for GNSO. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes some sense. There are some orientation meetings for fellowships that exist already.
But
it's,
maybe.
It's for the general purpose, not for GNSO, and that you're right. And we should add some text here. So you think that it's good to add it, Rafiq?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it good to actually have another separate newcomers meeting, or would maybe we just make sure that we prepare a section for the general orientation on the GNSO, and that somebody familiar with the GNSO or volunteer actually, it just doesn't leave the orientation to say ICANN staff, but we send a volunteer forward to do a thing, a section on the GNSO.
Where in this text, Michael?
Well, so the comment, maybe I'm getting mixed up here, but I was looking at the comment about creating a separate orientation meeting, basically, just on the GNSO at ICANN meetings?
Yeah, that would be very helpful, not only for new constituencies, but for new council members. I remember when I started in the GNSO, I'm a non-coma appointee. I was really challenged by the amount of information I had to read and all the things that I had to understand very quickly. So, and I had no orientation. So I think it's very useful. Do we have any section in the document really that you can remember that we can enhance with that information, or we should add a new paragraph?
Well, I mean, the comments put around maximizing use of events, right? I don't think we have. I think it would be enough to say that specifically under maximizing use of events, we should make sure that we prepare a subsection to go along with the orientation, the regular orientation that's done at ICANN meetings.
Great.
I don't know about doing a whole nother event at the ICANN meetings just on the GNSO, but certainly a starting point would be to make sure that that this committee takes some ownership for making sure there's a module, if you will, designed and prepared to go along with the orientation event.
I think it's a very good idea. Grace, you wanted to say something.
I just wanted to actually support what Rafiq was saying also. I mean, I think that it makes sense to have a GNSO section. We don't have that now. And I also further agree with Michael that I don't think we need a dedicated meeting for that, but having a module that's part of the newcomers' orientation sessions would be helpful.
So this is Julie. I can go ahead and add a sentence into this section, maximizing use of events, that talks about adding a GNSO module for newcomers to the ICANN orientation meeting at ICANN meetings.
Okay, Julie, if you could do that, that would be very helpful. And so if we are okay with that, we can move on. Then we have translation. There's in 2.1.6, there's a title translation in the global outreach strategy. There's a slight change for engaging and should include. I think it's only formatting text. And then it's 2.2.1 workshop. There's a comment from Chuck that says, should we also suggest online interactive tutorials? They could be much more cost-effective over time and would not require in-person attendance, so more people could take advantage of them for more parts of the world. Do we already have that, interactive tutorials in any ICANN activity, Julie, Glenn, or someone that can remember?
Olga, it's Krista.
Yep. Krista,
yeah, I just attended the contracted parties. Sorry, my brain is slow this morning. The contracted parties regional meeting in Tokyo, and one of the things that staff spoke about there was there's this under the new RAA. There's a the registrar accreditation agreement. There's a requirement for there to be a registrar sort of training program. And so the Registrar Liaison's office has been working on this for a while, and I think they're getting close, but there'll be different modules that new registrars can have either new registrars or new employees of registrars can go download that are, they're interactive. So they're PowerPoints, but they're narrated, and they've got, things moving around on the screen to sort of make them a little bit more animated. And so I don't know that there's something specifically, I mean, in respect to the GNSO, I don't think there's anything out there, but I don't know other than that if there's something specifically out there, but I thought that that might be a good baseline or reference point for this particular suggestion from Chuck.
Thank you, Chris. I didn't know about that. I think it's a very, very good idea. So it's not an online workshop which people is live there like in a call, but it's a material that you download and you review it on your own, but it has some kind of interactivity.
Exactly.
Among the program and yourself.
Correct.
Okay.
Olga, I think it's like a learning thing, so...
Yeah, a learning piece, but not being present online, but those learning pieces that you download and you take them when you have the time. We could add something. Krista, do you have any short description of how to describe that, perhaps from the registrars or what you heard there, or who was in charge of that? Was some part of the staff in charge of that for the registrar constituency, or it's an initiative of the constituency itself?
No, the registrar liaison's office is working on it. Let me see.
Just a brief piece of text that could describe it, perhaps if you're able to get that.
I can do that.
Or perhaps you and Julie can drop some small text and include a reference to this kind of interactive material to be added, because I think it would be very useful and not very expensive to prepare, and it could be done also in several languages. Once it's done, it could be translated. It's not that difficult.
Right.
Yeah, Julie, I had some thoughts of some text to add. Why don't I put that text in? I'll have it tracked in the version that I'm preparing today. And then, Krista, perhaps you could look at it and make any adjustments if you think I've not described it correctly.
Perfect. Thanks, Julie.
Sure.
Any comments? Are we all okay with that? Great. Okay. Then if we move on, we have another comment. It says, where feasible and effective, involve GNSO and ICANN community members from the region where workshop is held. Might want to adjust the following: to the extent possible, involve local community members from each stakeholder group. Because we are talking about workshops. So the text that might want to suggest the following: to the extent possible, involve local community members from each stakeholder group. We could add that text, right? Where feasible and effective, local community members of different stakeholder groups could, GNSO and ICANN community members, we could change that wording, making it more inclusive. Julie, could you do that?
Actually, Olga, this is Julie. I was thinking of just adding another sentence. So after the sentence that says, where feasible and effective, involve GNSO and ICANN community members from the region, I wouldn't even have to do it, from the region where the workshop is held, and to the extent possible, local community members from each stakeholder group.
Yeah, that's my idea, to just enhance the last sentence to make it more inclusive. I think it's...
Olga, about the workshop, it will be only online, or there will be offline and online workshop?
Let me remember, because I don't recall right now.
It was meant to be an in-person workshop. If you look at the description, I think that's what it says. Workshop should have... sessions with an overview of the GNSO of ICANN, description of GNSO structures and other advanced sessions and ongoing activities. Panelists should be from the GNSO and ICANN community and staff, and then where feasible and effective, et cetera. All of this sounds like these are workshops to be held. So workshops should occur in the target regions identified above. So to me, that sounds like these are being described as face-to-face workshops.
Michael, you were one of the ones that brought the idea of the workshops. Perhaps you can add something or a comment?
I don't know. You know, I'm torn on the idea of the workshop, because the feedback has been that, you know, it might be a bit too much or too onerous to start with. Maybe what we should do is just focus on, I mean, I like the idea of the workshop, but I just don't want to create something that is that it's overly defined. So, you know, the idea would be workshop, maybe what we should do is just prepare, the committee should be responsible for preparing modules, learning modules and tutorials and so forth that could be used in a variety of different workshops in a more module fashion. In the same way we're describing kind of the I'm thinking out loud here, but in the same way that we're also describing creating a module for the orientation, there's all kinds of different events that that you could do these modules for, learning modules, and then different groups could actually contribute to that. And the committee could assemble them. If there's a demand for an overall workshop, we could put the modules together and have it, right?
Rafiq, you were commenting something specific about the workshops, and
no, just because wording of the new edition says that this workshop should be conducted as online interactive presentation, so maybe it's misleading or it's not clear if it will be in person, and also. There will be a kind of remote participation and online presentation. That's why I was asking.
I apologize, Rafiq. Could you please let me find the place where it says that workshops must be online and interactive?
Olga, this is Julie. So what?
I cannot find it.
Olga, this is Julie. What he's referring to is text that was added that I think Chuck added related to his comments that said these workshops should be conducted as online interactive presentations and tutorials whenever these can be provided effectively. And then following Michael, perhaps what we can do is have as a first sentence in this section, the committee should be responsible for developing various modules that could be inserted into existing regional as well as conducted as online interactive workshops where these could be provided effectively.
There you go. I like that.
That could give you both the option of taking advantage of regional meetings to provide face-to-face workshops, which we then subsequently discuss in this section, but also to develop online materials where they could be provided effectively.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, that gives the flexibility. I was concerned with the kind of limitation of saying it must be a one-day workshop and in person and stuff when there's a lot of education we can do just in bits and pieces, like you're saying.
Yes, I see the point Michael is doing, and I like to give the chances of making it online or in person. We shouldn't close it now because it's expensive or not. Just let's see how it evolves. So I like the suggestion, Julie. Are you okay, Rafiq, with that?
I didn't really listen to what Julie suggested. So can you repeat again what did you suggest?
I'll repeat it. Thank you, Rafiq. This is Julie. I suggested adding a sentence under 2.2.1 workshop. So this would be the first sentence in that section, and it would say, the committee should be responsible for developing various modules that could be inserted into existing regional meetings as well as conducted as online interactive workshops where these could be provided effectively. And perhaps I should say various training modules rather than just modules. Tutorial modules.
Okay, yeah, it sounds okay for me.
Right. Thank you, Rafiq. Thank you, Julie. Moving on, we have at the end of this paragraph, or second paragraph, I cannot tell. It's a comment from Chuck. I think might want to suggest the following: to the extent possible, involve local community members from each. Did I already read that?
Actually, we already addressed that, so I modified that sentence.
Okay, sorry, I was lost.
Involve GNSO and ICANN community members from the region where workshops are held. and to the extent possible local community members from each stakeholder group.
You're right. I'm sorry. I went back to the document. 2.2.2 newcomer workshop. There's a comment from Greta, right? Or I,
yes.
I cannot tell who made the comment. It would be good to also have a video, maybe a shorter version, of the workshop that can be viewed by participants who can't attend in-person workshop and or B, want a refresher. That's a very good idea. Videos are very, very, people is very visual, and videos are very helpful. I think it's a very good suggestion that we add some text about it. Any other comments? Or, Griffin, you want to add something to it?
Yeah, one of the things we could do with that, I think it's a great idea as well, Olga, and one of the things we can do with that is we could just even make an effort to videotape. If we have a workshop, we can make an effort to also videotape the workshop as it's being presented and make that video available afterwards. You don't necessarily have to go the extra length to create just a specific video, although that would be ideal. It just might be costly, but to film something that's already being done would probably be pretty efficient.
Where can we add that? Do we have to add it here, or perhaps where we talk about workshops in general, this 2.2.1?
Well, I think maybe we could add it. I'd like to actually suggest some change where it says to maximize the effectiveness of the experience, the workshop. I would say instead of should be a full day in person program, I would say ideally should be a full day in person program, and I want to soften that language just because again there's an expense here that may not be realistic. And before in-person program period, we should add a sentence here, and then we should say something like, where feasible, these workshops should be videotaped and presented and made available as online video for participants that are unable to attend in person, period. And then we can go on to say that the financial sponsorship program to support these activities should ensure a cost-neutral exercise. That a little bit of language at the beginning of it because it's not a full sentence on its own right now, that addition.
Britta, you like the addition in relation with your comment?
Yes.
Okay, I like it too. Debbie, Rafiq, are we okay with Michael's suggestion?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Great.
Olga, this Rafiq? Is Julie. I do want to note that Chuck reiterated in his comments this week online his concern that a full-day program for newcomers is... he thinks it would be too long, and he's got a couple of comments relating to that. Now, I know that Michael just softened that a little bit by saying ideally, I guess we can, see if that's going to be sufficient to...
Well, why don't we change a full day to comprehensive? Ideally, the workshop should be a comprehensive in-person program, not defining whether or not it's 4 hours or 8 hours, just that it should be meaningful.
I like
this. This is Krista. Can I get in the queue?
Sure. Go ahead, Krista.
I'm a little confused, and I apologize because I've missed so many calls, so that's probably why I'm confused, but I'm confused in the difference between workshops and newcomer workshops. And so, talking about this workshop, I keep thinking it's the same thing as the conversation we had a few minutes ago about having a module as part of the orientation at ICANN meetings. Are these two different things? Can someone clarify that?
if I can say what my interpretation is, but please, if I'm wrong, Debbie or Michael, please correct me. A workshop would be to be done in elsewhere in the world about GNSO and about ICANN. And newcomers is for people that it's been integrated into ICANN process once they start their work. I'm okay with that, or I'm missing the point?
No, that's what I understood, Olga. You know, my thoughts on this is that this is more extensive and more comprehensive than the orientation, the general orientation that's done at the ICANN meetings now. Now, it could also be that those what ends up happening is that those orientation meetings are enhanced and built into more detailed sessions. That's a possibility as well. But I think what it's trying to flag is that there's need for a more comprehensive workshop. How it's presented and whether it's wrapped into other vehicles that already exist, that's all a possibility, because there's also a mandate here to try and achieve efficiencies, right, cost efficiencies amongst efforts. But this section is really saying, look, there's nothing there right now that is a good comprehensive workshop that goes into, the real meat of how these things work around the GNSO.
And, Krista, this is Debbie. I think when I was starting this process, I was thinking that generally there needs to be all sorts of workshops, workshops like what Mike just mentioned that, you know, that may be already existing or initiatives that are already out there. Are there ways that we can monopolize or improve those? And then more specifically, however, this is a need that hasn't been met that from our perspective, and that among anything else that the committee might decide it needs to do, other types of workshops, other types of programming, more specifically, we certainly see a need for a newcomer workshop. So it was supposed to be one of the types, if that makes sense. And I know the organization's been, it's a little crazy, so I think we're all open to changing it around in a way that so that it makes sense and it's clear to folks.
Yeah, okay, thank you guys for that clarification. I'm trying to envision how a lot, an in-person one-day workshop in, different parts of the world would actually get implemented. So, Chuck's made some comments about it being expensive. I'm also thinking that, that's a good point. Maybe this idea, I don't know what kind of budget there is for this kind of stuff, but, being able to send staff to different parts of the world, how many people will attend? You get a room for one day. I don't know. It's just sort of food for thought. I'm thinking out loud. And this other idea in here about having these live remote sessions, because even if you go, to South America, it's a huge continent. How many cities do you have to hit to actually get a good chunk of people trained or educated? I don't know what the right word is, as opposed to a live interactive online, remote session or whatever, where you can have one meeting that covers half of South America or something to that effect. So I don't know what everybody else's thoughts are.
Krista, if I may, I've been doing outreach for different things related with the internet and especially internet governance. Sorry. And my experience is that, yes, you're totally right. It's a huge region, like, say, for example, South America. But the interesting thing is that if you can gather the key people that is interested in that and could be active participating in the process, especially young people that could be new leaders, that it's not that much people. It's you go to key universities, key groups of interested people, and take from there some candidates, and then that's a big change, because then they spread the news among their own communities and their own groups of interest. So you don't have to target an activity for 300, people, million or 1,000 people, but you go to the key places and to the key people. This is why I suggested the universities, which is a starting point. It's not the only one. but could be one place to find these people to get involved into the process. And then, because I think the idea is to, if they are deeply involved, and we are slowly but surely doing that, then they go to their friends and communities and colleagues, and they spread the news, and other people know. So it's a multiplicating process. So I totally agree with you, but I think the workshops are good and could be not that much expensive if you find a local partner that can give you some local facilities like the room, for example, a university or a training institution or an ISP that has some training space or a company that is able to do some training also with the workshop. It could be a partnering activity. That's the idea I have. I don't know if someone else wants to add something.
Olga?
Yes.
I can. I think one of the idea to maybe if the issue is the cost is that this workshop can be held along with some regional events, so it will help for sharing the cost, etc. So, for example, if there is some regional event in, like say, in South America, so just half a day, one day, to organize a satellite workshop about UNESCO, and I can be organized without so much difficulty, so that not just to organize just one workshop in the region if the cost is the main problem.
Krista, is that okay?
I don't think I understood what Rafiq was saying. Olga, I agree. I mean, I think, this is Krista, by the way, sorry. I don't think there will be a lot of people initially, and that whole point is that, you know, you want to build up a critical mass. And I like the idea of getting local sponsors or hosts or, you know, people to donate a room or, you know, copy materials or what have you. I don't know. I think I agree with Chuck on this. I think this is a really expensive effort, and maybe if we're positioning it where there's online interactive sessions and in-person sessions, you know, where there can be coordination, I don't know, where they make sense, I guess.
Until
we can build up critical mass and it becomes more cost-effective. I mean, again, I'm not that familiar with the ICANN budget as I should be. I'm just concerned that that's going to be an issue. I don't want to be misleading either. I think an in-person – I'm a big proponent of in-person. I think it's, there's a lot of value in that. I just think it's also useful from a financial perspective.
Okay, so, Krista. If, for example, we have those regional ICANN meeting held for 2 days, like that one last week in Tokyo, why not having, in addition to that, a workshop open to everybody about ICANN and GNSO? I don't think that it's too much expensive or it's at any cost, because ICANN already booked the venue, etc. So why not add a workshop open to the public, trying to outreach with those regional ICANN meeting?
Yeah, so it's Krista again. I agree with you on that, Rafiq, and I think that's a good example of where it might make financial sense. My point is when there aren't any other events going on there, to fly ICANN staff there and rent a room, because let's say there's nobody locally that is willing to host it, you know. And again, the world is a big place, so you want to have these in all the places. You know, we reach a lot fewer places. Let me rephrase that. There's a lot more places that we haven't reached than we have. So trying to hit all of them with in-person workshops where there might not be a local host or some other event we can piggyback on is a costly proposition, but doing in-person sessions in things like the Tokyo Regional is a great example, Rafiq. I think that is an example of where it does make sense.
Krista, I think that going step by step, at first stages, this effort focusing on the work of the committee should be done in those places that are already having some kind of event, the IGF, regional IGF, ICANN meeting, or something related to it at a national or regional level. And then perhaps having a specific budget in the future for a workshop itself, funded by ICANN itself. But I think at the first stages, the committee should focus on enhancing with some ICANN information workshop, some other events that are already already organized or under organization. So I don't see it as a really financial burden if it's done with the local community, and the mission of the committee would be to precisely finding this event and trying to gather some local representatives that could also explain their engagement with ICANN and their experience, and perhaps bringing some external foreigner speakers, but that should be minimal. And if there is no budget, perhaps they don't have to come, or maybe they can do a video conferencing during the workshop. But gathering people locally has some value. I know that online training and teleconferences and video conferences are okay, but there is nothing like interacting with people and having a coffee and an informal conversation about something. So I think that it could be made in stages, but at the beginning, it shouldn't be really expensive. It should be like more strategically thought about where to do it and how to do it to make it effective and not expensive.
Okay, do we say that? It's Chris again. Do we say that in here?
This is Julie. Sure. What we do say is there should be a specific financial sponsorship program to ensure a cost-neutral exercise, i.e. sponsors would be allowed to post their marks on associated workshop materials for their financial support.
Okay. Krista, again, do we want to add a blurb? Because I think this point about piggybacking on other, you know, ICANN or ICANN-related events also, do you think that sentence covers it, or should we add something? I don't know. I want to also...
I have the impression that it's covered in the text. But yes. I cannot exactly tell you where, or if the spirit of what I said is exactly there. Yes. But I can review it, and I can add it if you want.
No, this is Julie. It is in the text. It's not specifically in this section, however. It's in other sections where we talk about having workshops in coordination with regional workshops, but we don't mention it here for the newcomer workshop, and perhaps we could. Perhaps we could add a sentence, something along the lines of, you know, where feasible, newcomer workshops should coincide with already scheduled regional meetings.
That's good. I think it might be up in, the section, Julie, that talks about maximizing...
Right.
Anyway.
It is, but it's not related... But it doesn't. Maybe we need to repeat it for the specific newcomer workshops.
Yeah, it's Chris. I agree. I think it's a good idea.
Okay, Julie, could you do that? And if you have any doubts, perhaps we can work through the document online and try to explain it.
It'll be tracked as a change for everyone to see.
Okay, but it's a good point, Krista, and thanks for the comment. And my idea is to go in this way, but I understand that from someone reading this, it sounds like, wow, something new to put money in. I don't want to. Okay, let's check this comment here. The first one is the comment by Krista that we already reviewed, and then it's a comment from Chuck. This seems way too long to me. We already talked about it. Even if we can fill the time, I think very few people could commit to much time. I think we already covered that change in the text especially with Michael's comments about making it more flexible, right? Comment VIH. And then we have comment VI9. In-person is great for those who can attend, but it's expensive and will never cover as many people. We should also encourage the development. I think we are done with these two comments, okay? As they're right in the first paragraph of 2.2.2. Then we have a comment from Krista in point 8. It says, demonstration of remote participation tools such as Adobe Connect. The comment says, how about adding a who's who of ICANN segment? That's a nice idea. When I first started actively participating in ICANN, I wrote down all the names and I heard repeatedly and Googled them to find out who they were and why I kept hearing their names at ICANN. That's a good idea.
I thought, and maybe Julie knows this off the top of her head, but I thought there was an effort to put together a directory where people could put information about themselves and various ICANN participants and information about their background, that sort of thing, if they wanted to.
No, I don't think there is such a thing. However, one of this work team's recommendations in the constituency and stakeholder group recommendations is for there to be a member database for the that each constituency.
Oh, that's what I'm remembering. Okay.
That's probably what you're thinking of. But I could add a number 9, a new number 9 that says, a who's who of ICANN segment, you know.
I think all the information is in the web page somehow, but it's totally dispersed and not gathered together. Somehow the people participating is named different in different places and their roles are specifically said in different places, but it's not like a whole directory.
Olga, it's Kristen.
Well, and perhaps we could even say a who's who in history of ICANN segment because, for instance, I mean, you know, how many people realize how long it's been in operation, you know, how did it start, where did it come from? There's a lot of misinformation about, you know, where, you know, how did ICANN start? It might be useful just to have a few points of, you know, the history and then the who's who as well.
Krista, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, actually, Julie, I think this is Krista, that's a good idea also. I was just going to, building on the whole, your comment, Olga, that it's available out there, but maybe not easy to find. I mean,
I know it's not easy to find, but what I mean is that it's not a hidden information or you want to go to everyone and ask information. It's somewhere there. It should be only just cut and pasted in a place and then reviewed, perhaps. What they did to us in the GNSO is taking pictures, which I thought it was interesting because sometimes you have a name that you see repeatedly in email lists or in documents that you read, and you never get to know that person that you crossed in the meetings. It's someone else that you have been reading from so many times. It happens to me very frequently, and when I see the picture, I say, "Oh yes, that's the person." And they took pictures to us, but I haven't seen them in the web page. And I thought it was useful. I am a very visual person, so that helps me. I usually don't remember names, but I remember faces.
Well, I have to agree there. I mean, photos are very helpful. Names are always challenging for me anyway, so the photo is very helpful.
Olga, excuse me, this is Glenn.
Glenn, how are you?
The comment about the picture, the photos, is that they are for the new website, which will be coming out, so they haven't got lost.
Great to know, and I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
I like Krista's suggestion of having a who's who of ICANN segment. Could you add some text about that, Julie?
Yeah, I have added some text, and it'll be highlighted in the version I send. I unfortunately have to leave in just a few minutes, so perhaps we could finish up. I think
that we are done because we have no more comments. Any other thing that we want to add, review, delete? I say silent as... go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say I'm pretty happy with what we've done today and the document so far. And, I realize there's a bit more text that I want to read through that's being edited as we spoke, but I think it sounds good now. Pretty pleased.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. Let's do the following. Julie, could you please send to the list a new version with all these changes? We finished. Let's hear from the group if they like the document, if there are any other comments or additions, and perhaps we can set up a limited of how many days, you think. By next Friday, we should receive other comments?
Olga, actually, I would suggest sooner than that. I'm on vacation the week after next,
okay.
So I would like to get a revised version or a version to Philip later than next Friday, and I'll need a little bit of time to compile any final comments. So perhaps we could suggest next Thursday?
I think let's say Wednesday, and because today is Friday, and perhaps you can circulate it perhaps tomorrow or maybe today. I don't know. I don't want to put you in such a pressure, but...
everybody, the work team has seen now essentially the same version except for a few minor changes
okay.
we're making today for the last week or so or more,
yes.
really.
And yes.
So we're not asking them to review major changes.
I agree. So let's say Wednesday if we are okay with that. And if we don't hear any comments, I send it to Philip by Friday. I won't be available on the week of the 11th because I go to Lithuania for the IGF and I have a lot to do there and I won't be able to make a call the other week. I am not sure that we need a call next Friday. So if we are okay with not having the call, then we can move forward working in the list, having the comments, and if there are no further comments, we can work the final document with Julie and send it to the OSC by Friday. Are we okay with that?
Olga, this is Debbie. That sounds good. I just wanted to let you know I'm also out of the office the week of the 13th, so to the extent that there's work that's happening September 13th through 17, I'm not sure how available I'll be, but I will definitely look at the document between now and provide my comments by this coming Wednesday.
Great. Great. Brisa, are you okay with that?
I'm good with that. Thank you.
Great. So, Michael, you too?
I'm thrilled with that.
Rafik?
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much for the attention, and have a nice weekend. And we keep in touch through the list, and thank you very much for all the work done.
The next call, August, is on the 17th of September. Is that right?
What? I didn't hear you well, Glenn.
Is it on the next call then on the 17th? We're not having a call on the 10th?
No, we don't have any more calls.
Oh, no. Okay. Not at all.
This is a big day.
Thank you, Olga. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Olga, I think this is Julie. I think we could have calls if it looked like the OSC changes.
Oh, of course.
Until
then,
we don't have any scheduled calls.
And not for the moment. Let's see how OSC reacts to our document, and, of course, then we might want to have another one.
Precisely. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.